Good morning and welcome to another edition of Mr. Sal's podcast, The Nat. This version is for my regular U.S. History and Government 2 classes. This show covers last week's classes from January 15th through the 19th. I hope to make another podcast for my honors classes. I don't want to be a snob about it, but classes are working on the topics very differently, so one podcast won't help both classes at the same time. We have to do separate podcasts. Right now, all my classes are entering the Cold War era. Students in the regular classes worked on Chapter 17, Section 1 out of the textbook. They read the section, answered some questions, and we were discussing them in class. Students will be allowed to use their class notes on the essay portion of the unit test, so I was encouraging them to take good notes. One of the main takeaways I got from this was most students, even though they answered the questions okay, weren't certain if the notes they had in their notebook would help them on the essay test. So we're going to address that moving forward with the class. So as of last week, we were discussing the information. I was adding information to their answers, and we were getting through Section 1. One of the main takeaways kind of wraps around the first question. It's going to be an integral part of this course moving forward. It should be an integral part of any history course, in my opinion. The question asks us to look at world affairs or world events and compare them to how they were viewed on one hand by the United States, and then the other side of the argument would be the Soviet Union, since they were our main competition during the Cold War. And anytime you look at an incident, you need to... it's the same incident no matter what happens. It's the perception of what happened that changes. And that's what you have to do from a historical standpoint. Take a look at the events and understand how the United States viewed things versus how other people reacting to that incident viewed things. And that's one of the major hang-ups in the world back then through today and probably into the future, is how we perceive actions. So that's going to be a key part of the class moving forward. In fact, that's going to be some of the things we're going to be working on with our writing and such going forward with the class. So, without much further ado, we're going to jump into some of the notes we reviewed on the interactive whiteboard in class. We started out talking about question one, which was asking for world affairs or world events, and how it was viewed by the Soviets and how it was viewed by the United States. One of the things we put up on the board was D-Day with World War II. That was considered a major turning point for the United States. It's the day we celebrated. It was the beginning of the end for Germany. To the Soviets, they looked at D-Day as, from the standpoint that the United States was taking their time, letting the Soviet Union stand toe-to-toe with Germany while we avoided fighting them, even though we fought the Germans and the Axis powers in North Africa starting in 42, then we invaded Italy in 43. Soviets viewed those as stalling techniques, so not Stalin, but Stalin techniques, so we wouldn't go toe-to-toe with Germany and fight them and let the Soviets take the brunt of the beating, while the United States viewed it as, we're not ready, and it's better to hold off and not fight till you're ready toe-to-toe with somebody, because you don't want to lose, because if we would have lost World War II, things would have been very, very bad. So taking events such as that, and have to see how the United States viewed the event and then how the Soviet Union viewed the event. We're going to continue doing so as we move forward when we talk about NATO, the Warsaw Pact, how each event that occurred, events in Berlin, the Marshall Plan, the Truman Doctrine, when we get into the 60s, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the nuclear testing, how all of those events were viewed by the different parties involved. And that's the key to understanding history as we move forward and why countries did what they did. That's the whole point of the course, is to know why events played out as they are, not just to memorize the facts. We can Google those on our phones anymore. So that was the key to understanding this unit as we move forward. Another thing to view is, overall, to set up the class, the Russian perspective on everything. Like I said, D-Day, they viewed it as we were stalling and trying not to fight the Germans, letting the Russians take the brunt of the fight. The history between the two countries goes way, way back. But with the communists, it goes back to towards the end of World War I when the Russian Tsar Nicholas was overthrown. Then the communists took over from the interim government, and Western countries, United States included, supported the non-communist forces in a civil war. The communist government was kind of isolated from the Western powers. They didn't want to talk to them, didn't feel they were legitimate, didn't like communism. You had the Red Scare in the United States during the late teens, early 20s. And as I said, it wasn't until the 1930s that the United States opened dialogue with the Soviet Union again. You went 10 to 15 years or so without open official dialogue between the countries. So there was this animosity, this distrust between the Soviets and the West, and that carried on, we talked about in class, with Operation Unthinkable. The Soviets' view as to how we were dragging our feet, how you had American generals that would have been fine to continue attacking the Soviet Union. They didn't trust them. And then you get into Truman's attitude and some of his advisors' attitude towards the Soviet Union going into the Potsdam Conference. So there's this, even though we were fighting against the Germans, we had a common enemy, we weren't best friends at all through World War II and then after the war. All this kind of flared up. We discussed containment and the two main points, the Truman Doctrine, which was to hold communism within its existing borders, not letting it expand, and the Marshall Plan, which was to keep countries from wanting to turn to communism by rebuilding Western Europe. And how the Marshall Plan, even though it helped the United States economy in the short term, it could be traced to part of the downfall of the industry in this country in the 70s and 80s. And we left off right about there in most of the classes. We have a few more spots of information we're going to pick up when we go back to class. We have a vocabulary quiz. Period 5 will be Monday. Periods 4... 7 and 8 will probably be Tuesday, but there's a slim chance at Monday. But I'm thinking more Tuesday for those classes. Period 5 is a little bit ahead of the schedule with everything. So there'll be a vocab quiz. Flashcards are in Edmodo. Link takes you to the flashcards and study stack. We'll finish reviewing this information in class, and I hope to have a pen cast out to kind of go over everything and take the notes that were on the board and give you a visual, because we weren't using the live scribe pen taking notes. People were just working out of their notebooks. So I hope to have some of this out to you later this week. If you have any questions, once again, please email me, dsalvucci@nbasd.org, school email, and I will talk to you again soon. Have a good week.